This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden says the United States is taking a giant step toward helping struggling nations beat COVID-19, and he's urging global leaders to join him. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
In England for the G7 summit, the president announced the U.S. will donate a half a billion Pfizer vaccine doses.
Our values call on us to do everything that we can to vaccinate the world against COVID-19.
Saying it's in the interests of the world and the U.S. to end the pandemic. He says other G7 nations will outline their own donations tomorrow. It's a stark change from a year ago when the pandemic was so bad in the U.S., the Trump administration had to cancel the summit, which it was set to host.
We know the tragedy. We also know the path to recovery.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has extended the expiration date on doses of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. AP's Jennifer King has details.
Johnson & Johnson says a review by U.S. regulators concluded that their vaccine shots remain safe and effective up to 4.5 months. That's 6 weeks longer than the expiration date on millions of doses that state officials warned might expire before they could be used. The company says the data was based on ongoing studies. Johnson & Johnson's vaccine was highly anticipated because of its refrigeration requirements and one-and-done formula. But only about 11 million Americans have taken that shot, compared to 129 million who've received two doses of either Pfizer or Moderna. Jennifer King, Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed higher on Thursday, bringing the S&P 500 index to another record high and out of the red for the week. The Dow Jones Industrials were up 0.06%. The S&P gained 0.47%. The NASDAQ rose by 0.78%. Find more at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. military has already begun conducting combat operations and surveillance in Afghanistan from outside the country's borders as a troop withdrawal continues. Testifying before the Senate Armed Services Committee, Austin said that America's counterterrorism fight in Afghanistan after troops leave will focus on al-Qaeda and other terrorist groups.
Those CT efforts will be focused on those elements that can possibly conduct attacks against our homeland.
Austin declined to specifically address whether the United States will provide combat air support to the Afghan forces to prevent them or their major cities from being overrun by the Taliban after the pullout is complete. The defense secretary said he would not speculate on potential actions, but noted that once troops are fully withdrawn from Afghanistan, it would be very difficult to provide such support to the Afghans. Russian authorities have ordered Facebook and the messaging app Telegram to pay steep fines for failing to remove banned content. A Moscow court fined Facebook a total of $236,000 and Telegram $139,000. Earlier this year, Russia's state communication watchdog, Roskomnadzor, started slowing down Twitter and threatened it with a ban, also over alleged failure to take down unlawful content. The crackdown unfolded after authorities criticized social media platforms that have brought tens of thousands of people into the streets across Russia this year to demand the release of jailed Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The Pope has rejected a German cardinal's resignation, but is urging reform. AP's Walter Ratliff reports.
Pope Francis has refused to accept the resignation of German Cardinal Reinhard Marx over the sex abuse scandal in the church. In a letter, Francis said the process of reform was necessary instead, and that Marx must continue as archbishop. Marx said in a statement he was surprised by both the speed and the content of the Pope's response and accepted it out of obedience. The German church is one of the wealthiest in the world. It's also the latest to face a reckoning over the abuse scandal, after institutional reports made clear that thousands were victimized by priests and the hierarchy covered up the crimes for decades. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell for the sixth straight week as the U.S. economy reopens rapidly after being held back for months by the coronavirus pandemic. The Labor Department reported Thursday that jobless claims fell to 376,000 from 385,000 the week before. There's more news on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.